Hi, could you tell me a little bit about yourself?
I'm Gaurav Varma.
How old are you?
I'm 19. I'm Indian. And
okay. Yeah. Thank you. So I'm doing a project for a Russian folklore class. Could you tell me a little bit about some superstitions that you've grown up with or heard about?
Sure. I'll just list them off right now. So don't put your feet on books. Don't leave the books on the floor. If you have a thimble on your body, then you're going to become very, very wealthy. I've also heard like adding a rupee to a gift is good. Going to a new place and offering sweets is good. Touching your elder's feet is good.
So could you give me some context for these superstitions? So like, where did you learn them from? What parts of Indian culture do you think influenced these superstitions?
So I would say I learned literally all of the superstitions I listed off, like from my mom, first and foremost. I think I learned the whole touching elders' feet thing good from my grandma. I learned that adding a rupee to a gift is good from my aunt. So most everything here I've learned from a member of my family.
Okay, thank you. And to what degree do you believe in these superstitions, or do you follow them mostly? Or if you follow them, then do you follow them out of tradition or just out of respect?
Yeah, so I actually strictly follow not putting my feet on books or knowledge. I've been told that from a young age, and I think it's just like ingrained in me, and now I just follow it out of habit. And I think I don't have any rupees on me, so obviously don't follow that. I think going to a new place and offering sweets is good. Like, I've never done that, but like, I would be down to do that, and I think that would be good luck. Like,
okay, thank you. Are you religious?
Religious? No, not particularly. I was born in San Jose.
Is your family religious?
Family, not particularly. Like, I feel like they'll go to temple, but then not really be into it. They'll go to temple just sort of to, like, get out of the way.
Sure.
You know, we don't have like a temple within our house, which is what most religious Hindu families have. And I don't see them praying, you know, which is like a religious thing to do. Only when we go to temple we pray, which is like once every like 5 months.
And do you think Hinduism has root in these superstitions, even though you guys aren't practicing Hindu?
Yeah, of course. I think Hinduism is all about respect and hierarchy. And, you know, I think all the superstitions I just listed are go back to like being respectful of your elders, being respectful of knowledge, sort of everything there is about like, you know, just being respectful. So yeah, I do think it goes back.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Your turn.